I'm a village girl from Matapanstad village in Hammanskraal. I grew up among subsistence farmers.
Meet Leko Makone. She's a 41-year-old agricultural entrepreneur and the founder and CEO of Made with Rural. Made with Rural is a platform that helps professionalize small-scale farmers and creates opportunities for them in the marketplace while connecting them with much-needed suppliers and consumers. This Women's Day, Makone is encouraging aspiring female farmers, especially young black women, to not be afraid to enter the agricultural sector, saying that the industry needs feminine creativity and a woman's touch to help us address the challenges it faces.
But how important is it to encourage, especially black female young South Africans, you know, to not shy away? I mean, and we're not talking of people who find the glamour and the money in it, but people who really like who are so like you in that they come from farming backgrounds, bagodile around crops, but now they may have challenges. How important is it to encourage those kind of young people, especially females, you know, to not be afraid, in spite of the challenges, to not be afraid to enter the sector and all of that?
You know, I always say the industry needs dresses. I myself farm in dresses, nothing else. I don't ever wear pants. So I always say, and the reason I say that is this is food, right? It's food. You know, food means a different touch than a female voice because women have different challenges or they see challenges differently. So we will be very much close to the ground with the food security issues, you know? And that's where farming needs to go. It needs to go in that direction to address poverty. You know, it needs to go in to address hungry stomachs because it has taken a different turn. It has taken a 10-year profit over its true essence. Its true essence is to feed communities. So, for instance, if you go, like now I entered this thing thinking, going to be so easy, people eat every day, you can never be without a market. But then you realize, you know, the industry is different to what you had in mind when you first entered. Industry will say, okay, you're going to give me, a pick and pay will say, you're going to supply me with tomatoes. But then you realize that out of the tomatoes that you plant, only 60% is going to meet the Woolworths or pick and pay spec, right? Mm. The others are not. And there's nothing wrong with them. Maybe they have a black dot or the scratching, they won't buy it. So you see, you can imagine, and I always say, you can imagine, it must be Banna who trusted that steak, you know? because for me, it's like, industry needs a female touch. Because Mosadi understands that food is food. You know, this commodity, even if it's got a black dot, I can just cut it out and still get the gravy. You know, or get the salad or get the eating. Like, so if more and more women can enter the industry, then there'll be creative things that come out of this produce, especially the one that doesn't need spec. You know, we need that feminine creativity in the industry. You know, which I think is lost. So for me, I want to encourage Basadi to come in and not lose that feminine touch because food needs that. The industry needs that, you know? It's too masculine right now. And understandably so.
I mean, the picture has always been male, especially white farmers.
So we need to drive a feminine narrative, you know, about our approach to food and food security and just solving. I mean, if you go and look at the stats, you see, for about 1 month here in South Africa, almost half of our population go to bed hungry. As a farmer, I know there's lots of food there. We're throwing away a lot of food.
But Makone also warns young aspiring farmers that the agricultural industry is a rough one and that they need to enter with their eyes wide open to the challenges that they may face.
I guess this is social media pressure, but people are always posting about, oh, just got my own chickens, just got my own farm. Are there misconceptions that people have when they start that it's as easy as I'm laying seeds or I'm just buying little eggs and they'll hatch and then I'll be rich? Do young people getting into this realize how difficult it is?
Yeah, young people get into it thinking it's, the department itself will tell the youth to make something sexy, you know. So they get into it thinking it's a sexy game or whatever. And then that's all. You pick that. Then once someone is in, then you realize that, damn, I have these chickens. All they do is eat. These costs are high. I don't really make money. So you visit them 2 years later, they are no longer in it, you know. So, yeah, young people, we have a lot. I can tell you now, we have a lot of young people getting into it because there's also stipends of 3.5 that they get monthly. You find that they get it for a year or two. Once the stipend stops, they don't do it anymore. I was actually asking someone this question the other day. They said they are lecturing a Greek student at TUT. And then I was asking that, tell me, with these students, when I go and apply to study agriculture, is there some sort of a portfolio that you look for, or you just expect any good news? But no, you just apply, we expect you. You know, because I was asking that, you know, with fashion designing, you have to show that you can draw, you can put together a sketch, you can do something, you know. So there's this storyboard kind of presentation that they do before they get accepted. Mm. You have to show that, you know, you have some sort of idea and skill or talent, you know, to do that thing. Mm. So I was asking, in your university there, do you also, they said, no, they don't. So that's when I started thinking, maybe these youngsters also, maybe it's an easy thing to get into. You know what I mean? Like maybe you apply to go to varsity and you don't qualify for accounting. Like, go to long, but we're not dumb cops. I mean, we're the guardian. You know what I mean? Or home economy. So that's what I was thinking. Hold on. Why do we have so many young people applying to study agriculture? You know, the students, year in, year out, that faculty is full of agriculture students. Why? But we can't turn them into commercial farmers. Where's the problem? But then you find that, no, these people, even when they come on your farm, do practicals, they are not there. They got their manicures on. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They are just, but they're studying this thing, you know? So I don't know what the disconnect is or the problem is, but they end up in Sinari. On the ground, they just don't translate into commercial farmers. But as you throw them, there's a lot. But as you go, that really stays the course of time.
And those become the success stories.
Yes, then those become the success stories.
Wishing all our listeners a very happy Women's Day, I've been Paige Muller.